You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to be analyzing a very important historical event that the Chumash records in Parshas Vayera, and that is the ultimate Nisayon of Avram Avinu, called the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak. In fact, of all the 10 Nisayonos we'll be talking about very shortly in my introduction, it says, V'ach ha'dvaram ha'ela, elokim nises Avraham. This is the only one of the 10 Nisayonos that was prefaced that this is a Nisayon, a trial and tribulation Nisayon for Avraham. All the others that are part of the list of the 10 Nisayonos that Avram had do not have a statement of Nisayon before. There's no prefatory statement that this is a Nisayon. This is the only one. And as Chazal point out, the most difficult of all the Nisayonos Avram had, the most impacting of all the Nisayonos Avram had, and the historical significance of the Nisayonos, that the Akedas Yitzchak has a primary location in the history of Avram Avinu, being one of the most significant phenomenon of Avedas Hashem that Avram and Yitzchak performed in their life in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the world at large. And the schus that Klal Yisrael has based upon the success of this Nisayon is lasting, according to Chazal, for all generations to come until the end of time. So we're going to analyze today what is in fact the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak and all the Nisayonos. And I want to start, therefore, with the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where in the fifth chapter, Pirkei Avos, the third Mishnah, it tells us the following. Asara Nisayonos, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu was given 10 trials and tribulations during his lifetime, and Amad Bekulam, he was able to withstand the trial and tribulation and succeeded in being Menatzeach L'Nisayon, and being able at the end of the day to come out in a successful overcoming of this trial and tribulation and showing his dedication to Hashem. And the Mishnah says, furthermore, L'hodiyah kamichibasel sh'Avraham Avinu alav ha'shalom. It likewise demonstrates the Nisayonos how much love Avraham Avinu had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And over here, the Mefarshim point out that when it says that Avram was Omad Bekulam, so the Mefarshim say, Rashi says, that Avram never, ever, in all the Nisayonos, ever started to think anything, God forbid, negative about HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the fact he's giving him Nisayonos, and therefore he was Mekabel, the Nisayonos Be'ava, as a concept of a Nisayon of his Avat Hashem, how far it goes, never any negative machshavas whatsoever. Furthermore, the Tosfos Yonta says upon this specific Mishnah that why is there an emphasis of Avraham Avinu, Avraham our father? So he says, and this is brought down by many other Mefarshim as well, that we as Jews not only have a physical genetic essence, which comes from our parents and grandparents going back, but we have also a spiritual genetic existence that goes back to the time of the Avos Vimos, the Maisa Avos Simula Banim, is we have a genetic connection to all the incredible spiritual activities performed by the Avos and Imos. Avram Avinu, therefore, was our forefather who gave us spiritual genetics. Yitzchak Avinu was our forefather who gave us spiritual genetics. The same thing with Yaakov and their wives and their children, the Ten Shvatim. And as the Mefarshim point out, that since we as Klal Yisrael benefit from the zechuyot of the incredible spiritual nisyonos of our forefathers and their wives, in the Avedis Hashem, we as Klal Yisrael therefore receive a tremendous toiv, a tremendous goodness in our spiritual and physical essence and existence for generations to come because of the successful nisyonos of our avos. And Avraham Avinu was the prototype of this type of experience. She'amar b'chad nisyonos, he was literally able to withstand the nisyonos and to pass them. And ultimately speaking, what Avram did by his successful activities and actually succeeding in these nisyonos was to show us the love he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Mefarshim over here, and I'm quoting now a Meiri who explains this last passage in the Mishnah, he says, the chibasel she'Avraham Avinu, the love that Avraham Avinu had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a very powerful love. Hashem could obviously had a mutual love for him as he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him with nisyonos to show to mankind at large the level of spiritual capacities that Avram Avinu possessed. Ki yara lekim hu, he was a fearer of God. Shalom b'midosav, complete in his spiritual and personality traits. Royal Leos, Mophis Lederos, he should serve as a sign and wonder to all generations. B'sivlo u'b'tircha l'kavayotso, how far he went in all his energies, all his keichos, to give respect and covet to his creator, to Hashem, and to show that Hashem recognized Avram's koach of spiritual connectivity to him, and the desire of Avram to perpetuate Hashem's essence and Avram's feeling of divine mission. When it comes to future generations, the Pasuk says, Ki Yadatav, Hashem says, I know Avraham, and Yadatav also means Rashi says, I love Avraham. Laman Hashem Yitzav is born of his Besa Achro, because he's going to command his children and his household after him for all generations to come. V'shomru derech Hashem, they should fulfill the ways of Hashem. Lasei tzedakah mishpat, to perform activities of charity and activities of justice. So Avraham Avinu was therefore an incredible prototype of the type of personality and the type of spiritual level of his personality that Hashem wanted us to emulate the ma'asavisim ulabanim. And therefore, it's important for us to learn from all of this Yonos what Avram felt his spiritual responsibility is. But Meyuchad, we're going to learn this from our analysis of the Nisayon of the Akedas Yitzchak today. The Abravanel points out that the word Nisayon not only means trial and tribulation, but another root of the word of Nisayon is Nes, a flag, a sign. Hashem put up a flag and sign for the world to see, a banner, describing the essence of the spiritual tenacity and the spiritual strength of an Avraham Avinu, which represents the spirituality and koiches hanefesh that he and his eshes chayil, Sarah Imenu, had, serving as the progenitors of Klal Yisrael for all generations to come. And we have these spiritual genetics in our being to this very day, and enables Klal Yisrael to likewise bear nisyonos in our daily life as we live our lives in this world, based upon the koichas hanefesh given to us by Avram, Sarah, and Yitzchak, and Rivka, and later Yaakov with Leah and Rachel. We are therefore benefiting from the nisyonos and their mesiras nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We benefit in our genetics from what they did. And that's why we call it the Ma'asavei Simcha Labanim, but it's a simon to us what our keiches could be if we literally emulate Avos HaKadoshim and the Neshei Chayil. Avram was the first paradigm example of this, and we're going to analyze now the Akedas Yitzchak to go deeper into this Nisayon to understand why it's accentuated by the Torah, Elokim Nises Avram. Why this Nisayon is the Nisayon of Nisyanos, the biggest Nisayon Avram had. Now, when you analyze the actual Pasha of Akedah, I first want to accentuate certain psukim before I get into specific detail. I do want to mention to you that the Ramban points out that the Rabbeinu Shalom does not have to put Avraham through Nisyonos to realize the spiritual level and the godless of Avraham when it comes to his Kayach HaRuchnius in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. HaKol Goy Lefanav, everything is revealed to Hashem. We say this over and over again in our tefillos that we recite from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippurim. And the Star of Sato Yudai, Hashem knows everything about us from the beginning to the end. So Hashem didn't have to have this assignment to take place to prove to him how great Avraham was. But he did it to basically Megala. What are the levels of the tzaddikim that were over Hashem for us as human beings to perceive how great our forebears were, how great Avraham Avinu was, how great Yitzchak Avinu was, and Yaakov later on, when it comes to the Nisyonos that confronted them during their lifetime, Hashem therefore knows that by us seeing the greatness of our avos and the incredible power they had in overcoming their Nisyonos and being tremendously, tremendously dedicated and connected to Hashem despite what happened to them, everything that happened to them did not deter them from their spiritual mission in this world and their avedas Hashem to the last minute of their life. This is something Hashem is megala to us by giving us an assignment of our forebears to see what is the essence of their personality for us to realize how great they were and to model our lives after them. So the Nisoyin has for us a tremendous message. And it's that message I want to seek out today as we analyze this parsha. I'm going to be using today a pshat which was given by the great stipler of the stipler tzaddik, very, very big gadol from Bnei Brak, Hadar. He was Reb Chaim's, the famous Reb Chaim Kanovitsky's father. He was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, one of the great tzaddikim. I had the schus of meeting him. I had the schus even going to his Beis Medrash and buying the Sfarim from him many, many years ago when I was much younger. He himself personally took the Sfarim together and packed it. This was his derech to, for those who wanted to purchase his Sfarim. Saw him sitting in his Beis Medrash. He was one of the tzaddikim olam, of the great ge'onim of his time. And therefore, I want to share with you what his perception is the basic rayon of this specific parsha. In the Sefer Birchas HaPeretz, he analyzes it. I'm sharing with you today his presentation, which really encapsulates much of what all the other Mefarshim say on this specific topic. If you look at the tzav given to Avraham Avinu, he says to Avraham Avinu, Kachna binchi chitcha asher haftes Yitzchak, v'lech lecha al eretz hamoriah v'aleh Hashem le'ola al acher ha'ogrim asher oimer lecha. This pasuk says a mouthful, because it really sets up what is the extent of this specific Nisayah. Aaron was told to take his most beloved child that he has, the most incredible concept which represented the essence of his life, and not having a child to inherit his legacy, his spiritual legacy, his spiritual message, to continue this message for generations to come. Ki bi Yitzchak karach lazara, as Hashem said to him when Yitzchak was born, after so many years of infertility, at his old age, he had the schus of having a boy born to him, Yitzchak. And the fact of the matter is, this is the only child born between him and Sarah. He was a ben Yochid when it came to this type of concept. And Hashem is saying, I want you to take this, Ben Yachid, and I want you, and I know that you love him, and go to that specific mountain, that specific place. I want you to bring him as a korban ola on that mountain, which I'll show you later on. Now, if you'll ask me, what is the essence of Nisayam? So the Mefarshim point out, think about this for a couple of minutes. Avram was told by Hashem that his legacy will be continued by his only son, Yitzchak. And this was the hope of Avraham, that whatever he did during his lifetime, his life work, his accomplishments, Avam Mangayim, setting the tone for Klal Yisrael for future generations, His hope and prayer was, as Hashem promised, that Yitzchak's going to continue this legacy and pass it on to his children and their children to the end of time. What do you think went on Avraham's mind when Hashem all of them tells him at this advanced stage that your Ben Yochid, who was supposed to be the one to continue your legacy, I'm commanding you now with a divine command to bring that Ben Yochid and slaughter him as a korban on Har HaMoriah? Don't you think, ostensibly, this seemed to be a contradiction to Hashem's promise to Avram, ki bi Yisachar Zara, that he's going to continue your life, even though you leave this world to Avram, he's going to continue your Avedis Hashem. Hashem's now telling Avram, destroy your legacy. Do you not think that this was a tremendous nesayon in trying to comprehend what seems to be contradictions in the Tziva Hashem? He first told him, ki bi Yisachar Zara, that he's going to be the continuity of you after you leave this world. And now he's telling him to destroy this continuity and literally shech the child as a carbon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was a crisis. Most people will fall apart. What's going on over here? But Avram did not fall apart. The Torah tells us, what did Avram do? Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram got up early the next morning. He didn't want to waste time. Chazal say, Zrizim Adimim LeMitzvahs. Avram had such avat Hashem, he decided he has to do this mitzvah as quickly as possible, and therefore he took his son Yitzchak, he took all the equipment he needs to accomplish making a carbon at the Har Elokim that Hashem told him, and therefore we see that Avram, instead of having a psychological, emotional, theological crisis, because of his avat Hashem, did not ask any questions, and he undertook the mission to Mekayim the Tzav Hashem and Akedis Yitzchak. We have Avram not arriving there immediately, but it took 3 days to get to the location that he was supposed to go. Hashem wanted to show us he did this for Yishuv Hadas, had 3 days of walking to think about what he was about to do. This was done with Yishuv Hadas if he was going to bring him as the korban. It wasn't happen all of a sudden on the second, but it had 3 days to contemplate the ramifications of what he's doing. And ultimately speaking, when he arrived in location, and his son asked him, where is the animal we're going to sacrifice as Olat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avram said, Vayomer Avram Elokim Yirlo Hasel Le'ola B'ni Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov. It's at that moment Chazal say that Avram said to Yitzchak, Hashem will decide what the oil is going to be, but it could well be, my dear child, that you're going to be the korban if there's no other animal. And nevertheless, even when Yitzchak heard this, Vayechushneim Yachdav, Yitzchak did not run away. He realized what Hashem had been mitzava Avram Avinu to do, and they went together to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, to show you not only the greatness of Avram Avinu not being Mahari after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yitzchak likewise, with his father's spirit in him, went together with him to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. When they finally came to the location, Avram set up a Mizbeach, Chazal tell us there was an Akeyas Yitzchak, that he tied the hands and feet of Yitzchak, as you do for Karbanos, and Chazal tell us this concept of Akedah was requested by Yitzchak to Avraham. He said to Avraham, if I'm going to be the korban, I don't want to flinch. I don't want to passel the entire hakrav of me. Therefore, tie me up like you do korbanos, that there shouldn't be any problem. Yitzchak was totally willing to mekayim the ratzon Hashem as a korban, if that's what Hashem wanted. And therefore, the nesayon over here was not just to Avraham. It was a nesayon to Yitzchak to show the ratzon they have to fill Hashem's on the ultimate level, a hafta Hashem, even b'chol nafshech, even if you have to give your life for that avat Hashem. Avram was about, as the next pasuk says, Vayishlach Avram es yodo. He took his hand, Vayikach machelas, and he took the sword, the knife, Lishchak b'no. And right before he was about to do it, Hashem calls out, Vayikrula malach Hashem eshmai v'yoma Avram Avraham, v'yom hineini. He says, Vayoyimer, Hashem said to him, Al tishach yodchel anar. Do not go any further. Atas lamumah, don't do anything to put any type of cut in his body whatsoever. Ki ata yadati, because now it is known to the world. Ki yirelo kimata, what type of yiras Hashem that you possess. Lo chasachta es bincha es yichidcha mimeni. You were willing to literally sacrifice and lose your son, your unique, your only son, to show the ava that you had for me in your avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, Avram then sees from a distance that Hashem gives an aisle to replace his son. Hashem provided this animal to be makriv a karban. Avram takes this animal instead. He's makriv it as an oil atachas v'no. And Avram calls Har HaMori at that time, Hashem Yira'er, Hashem Yom HaYom, Bahar Hashem Yira'er. That's how the concept of Yerushalayim, the word Yira, is put in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is a combination of the word Yira and the concept of Shalem. When you take Yira and Shalem, it comes Yerushalayim, the place of perfect fear, trepidation, and respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem then said to Avraham the following. He says, because Asher Asisa Dava Zeh, you not hold back your only son from me, I'm going to give you the following blessing. I'm going to give you an ultimate blessing. Your children in the future will be of many, many. Like the stars of the heavens. Like the sand on the shores of the sea. Your children will inherit the gates of your enemies, of your adversaries. His baruch b'zaracha kol goyim aretz, all the nations of the world will be blessed because of you. Eka, because asher shamata b'kol, you listened to my call and you showed a willingness to be makriv your ben yachid for the sake of kiddush Hashem, but that's what Hashem requested. And therefore, we see over here the culmination of the story in Avram successfully proving his total devekus and total mesiras nefesh v'kodesh baruch hu. And Yitzhak demonstrating this as well. So he has the right to continue the legacy of Avram with the same Mesiras Nefesh Avram showed by being a willing partner in the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak. This is a description of the highlights of the Akedas Yitzchak. The only question we have to ask ourselves is, why was this Nisayon given to Avraham in general? What was the rationale of this type of Nisayon? Not only was the Nisayon, as I mentioned before, a problem concerning the legacy of Abraham not having an heir, because he only had one heir, and by shechting him, that promise will no longer be kept. Not only was this a stira to Hashem's promise of Yitzhak being the one to have the legacy of Abraham and continue it, but there was another problem. One of the major hashkafas that Avram articulated during his lifetime was the iser of slaughtering your children to God as a desired activity that God's wanted to do to show respect to them. In the world of idolatry, there was a mass movement of people and many different idols to slaughter their children as sacrifices to their gods, to their false gods. Avram, when he preached monotheism, the concept of the uniqueness of Hashem, Hashem being a Barachim v'chanon, a one that has Kvarav Rachmav al-Kamasov, and how great God is, and how great the world of Chesed he created for us. Avram preached against the Achzarius, the cruelty of hurting any human being, let alone your own children, and slaughtering them as a sacrifice to God. He told all the other people of the world, his God, the only God, would never demand to sacrifice a child to God. This was his major thesis, his major Musa Shmuz he gave to the people of his time. Can you imagine what went on in Avram's mind when at this point in time, towards the end of his life, he's being told to do an activity that literally runs totally opposite of what he preached for so many years to the people of the generation, his Avon Goyim. He preached for so many years, children's sacrifice is prohibited by my God. He would never let this happen. And lo and behold, he's now being told to do exactly what he claimed to people. God of Avram would never require him to do. These phenomenal things going in his mind on a normal human being who's not on the level of Avraham would have caused total confusion, incapacity. But Avraham, despite the contradictions over here, did not allow him to deter him fulfilling the ruts in Hashem. Vayashkim Avraham Bevoka, he got up the morning, Bezerizis, Zizim Agdim La Mitzvahs, to meticulously do the smiths as quick as he possibly could. And later on, we see not only he did this with an avat Hashem, but Yitzhak followed in suit, vayecho shneim yachtov, and this therefore showed the level of Avram's mesiras nefesh and Yitzhak's mesiras nefesh, which therefore formulated the successful ability to perform this nisayon. Avram never knew Hashem is going to ultimately give another animal to replace Yitzchak, neither did Yitzchak. Hashem stopped it at the point in time because Hashem does not want human sacrifice of killing your children, as Avram preached for so many years. It was an assignment to show you how powerful the Amuni B'tochem Avram Yitzchak had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the level of their love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Hashem Afila B'chol Nafshecha, Kiddush Hashem. It showed you the height and perfection of their love. But now I want to bring in the stipler Rav. The question is, why, if Hashem knew Avram and Yitzhak had this level of love and dedication, and Mesiras Nefesh, why did he have to demonstrate this? Why did he have to publicize this as a Nes, as a Nisayon, as I quoted in the name of the Meiri, as I quoted in the name of the Rabbanel before? What was the reason of the publication of this specific Nisayon, Elokim Nises Avraham? It's the only Nisayon where the word Nisayon is mentioned in the Hagdama, in the introduction of the actual Nisayon itself. So comes along the stipler of Zatzal, and he says the following. He says, I'm going to tell you what Chazal tell us, in Midrash Chazal, and with it formulate exactly what took place behind the scenes. The Medrash tells us that Avram, quite obviously, was not only a great tzaddik, an incredible tamimiskite, tremendous kedusha, he had incredible qualities of spirituality, which we can't even perceive at this point in time. Avram Avinu himself was also blessed by Hashem, but he should be covered. He was a rich man, aristocrat. He had tremendous, tremendous holdings. He had everything he could possibly want in this world, not only the world of Ruchnius, but in the world of Gashmius. The Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know something? I understand why Avraham loves you. He has everything he could possibly want in this world. You've given him everything he possibly can use, that he needs. Aisha v'kavait. Why shouldn't he love you? There's a reason he loves you. And Hashem said to the Satan, no. You want to tell me that Avram's love for me is an ava tliya b'davitz, an ava based upon a ulterior motive of getting Aisha v'kavait? And that's why he loves me with this Mesiras Nefesh. I'm going to show you in a Nisayom that it's an Ava She'ena Tuliya B'dava. If I ask him to literally wipe out his Aisha V'Kavod and his continuity in this world through children and everything else, to wipe it all away, you'll see the level of Ava that Avraham Avinu has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Nisayon was promulgated initially by the agitation of the Satan trying to put down the level of tzidkus, the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram's love for Hashem. The Akedah Yisrael proved the Satan wrong and demonstrate not only to the Satan but to the world at large what type of spiritual iconoclast Avram was until the end of his life. Let me go a little deeper. Chazal tell us,
you are listening to,
and this
Ben's
is an interesting
Torah.
Phenomenon,
com.
That it's quite obvious that Avram was using the midah of Avat Hashem in the Nisayon of Akedah Yitzchak. The Mishnah says Laharos chibash shol Avraham Avinu to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that all the nisyonos showed the level of Avat Hashem, and surely in the son of Akedas Yitzchak. Vayashkim Avraham aboker, Avraham al kekelas ashur. Rashi says he did this nisyon with tremendous Avat Hashem. He went above and beyond normal human capacities. Why is it when Hashem wanted to stop Avraham from shechting Yitzchak, and ultimately speaking, replacing it with another idol, what quite obviously is troubling to everybody is the following statement made to Avram at that point in time. He says the following. Hashem said to him, I want you to know something. He said to him that when it comes to you about to slaughter your son, he says, Al tishol yodcha lanar, ki ato yodati, now it's known, ki yere lo kimato, you are fear of God, lo chasach de bincha, yichitcha mimeni. So ask the disciple of Rav and all the other gedolim, we thought the whole purpose of the Akedah and all the nisyonos was to demonstrate the level of av of love that Avraham Avinu had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Mishnah says, Beferish. Ava and Yira, love of God and fear of God, are not the same thing, at least ostensibly. There's a famous Ramban in Chumash, where the Ramban says, when you do things because of love of God, that motivates you to do the mitzvahs asay in the Torah. When you do things because of fear of punishment by God, that motivates you to observe the los asays in the Torah. Why is a mitzvah asay able to override a mitzvah los asay? Why can the mitzvah of bris milah override the isa of malach of chilul Shabbos? Because the asay of bris milah is docha the los asay of the isa of malach on Shabbos, and asay is docha los asay. Why is an asay docha los asay? So says the Ramban, because an asay is a manifestation of the love you have for God. The los asay is a manifestation of the year or the fear you have of God. Avat Hashem, says the Ramban, is a greater activity of dedication and connection to Hashem than yiras Hashem, fear of punishment. Avat is a greater connectivity mechanism to Hashem than yira, than fear of God. Avat is docha yira. And asay, which represents hava, is dochalos asay, which represents yira. In this parasha, where Avram's avat Hashem is being demonstrated on the consummate level, why in the world should then Hashem say to him, ato yidati kirei Elokim ato? You're basically putting Avram down. You're not saying, I now know that you're an oyev Hashem. I know that you fear Hashem. What do you mean fear Hashem? Avram is the consummate oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem use the word yira rather than the word Ava? What's going on over here? This is the kasha which the stipler of Rav Zatzal asks on behalf of all the Mefarshim. What's going on over here? So this is basically what the stipler of Rav answers, which I want to share with you this morning. He points out that it is true, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that when it comes to human love, there's an Ava Shatuluya Bidava. There are loves that people have that are based upon ulterior motives. There's an Ava Shaina Tuluya Bidava. There's a pure Ava that exists in human emotions that's pure and clean. No expectations of any recompense from the other entity to you because of the love you have for them. And these are two levels of Ava. Ava Tuluya Bidava is less than Ava Tuluya Bidava. And Ava She'enet Libidava is a greater emotion of connectivity. Ava Libidava is a lesser emotion of loving activity. As if to say, if you wouldn't give this person what you're giving them, they wouldn't love you. That's Ava Libidava. Ava She'enet Libidava. Even if you give them nothing back, they love you because they want to love you. L'shem Shemayim. It's Ava L'shem Shemayim. That type of Ava is She'enet Libidava, is what Hashem wanted to prove over here. He wanted to tell the Satan, you claim Avram's love for me is an Ava Tuliyah B'dava. I gave him Oishah V'Kavod. I gave him a child, a Ben Yochid. I gave him everything he could possibly want in this world. Wonderful wife, a wonderful son. He's the Gadol Hadar. Everything he possibly wants, he has. I, Taina, Avram's love for you is the Ava Tluy B'Dov. It's based upon recompense. You're giving him everything he needs. Hashem said to the Satan, I'm going to show you Avram's Ava for me is an Ava She'ena Tluy B'Dov. And to prove how powerful that is, even I tell him to sacrifice the most precious phenomenon that he has in this world, and that is his Ben Yochid, Yitzchak Yechidcha, his only son that he has, his Ben Yochid, the most precious thing he has that was supposed to be a guarantee to the continuity of his legacy for generations to come, his spiritual heir, his physical heir, the one that's going to be the progenitor of all the Zera of Avram in generations to come. He's being told now to sacrifice his most precious possession, his son, and literally sacrifice and eliminate it from the face of this earth. Avram doesn't run away. Avram doesn't ask any questions. Avram doesn't go through theological speculation. Vayash came Avram baboker. Rashi says, Avram milkalkelas is Ashura. He got up in the morning not because he was forced with a gun to his head. He did the Akedas Yitzhak and tried to perform the Akedas Yitzhak through the midah of Ava. Ava Melchakelis Asher even saddled his own donkey to get it ready to go on the trip. He had so many avodim, they could have done it for him. He wanted to do it himself. Gathered all the wood himself. Took the implements he needed. Avram wanted to show La Hashem his love of him is not based upon material benefits, having a child, Oishiv Kavod. It's based upon a pure Ava Sheinu Tluy B'Dov. It's purely an Ava L'Shem Shemayim from the beginning to end. So if that's the case, if that's the purpose of showing the Satan that his Ava Sheinu Tluy B'Dov, it's a pure Ava L'Shem Shemayim, why does it say, Atoyudati ki Yirei Elokim Ata? What do you mean, Yirei Elokim? He's an Oyev Hashem on the highest level of Ava. It's not just Yiras Hashem. What's going on over here? So comes along the Stipel Gaon, and he says, I'm going to give you an answer. And the answer is based upon a Rambam text. In Hilchis Yisod De'Atara in Perek Dalet. The Rambam, in the first couple of prakim of the Mishnah Torah, which in the principles of the Torah, Yisodas HaTorah, talks about the mitzvah of Avat Hashem and Yirat Hashem in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he points out that after studying the words of the Holy Torah and then studying the incredible physical universe that Hashem created, as David says, look at the incredible brilliance of the divine mind that created this incredible universe. Look at this incredible Torah that God gave us with the unlimited capacity of so many different interpretations. There's no limit to the amount of pshat you can have from Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. Hashem is infinite, the Torah gave us is infinite in its capacities of giving us information on all levels concerning all types of topics. The Ramban says if Shlomo HaMelech was a Chacham Echal Adam, all the brilliance of all the knowledge of the world which he possessed, all of that information he got according to the Ramban from the Torah itself. He learned about everything of the world, not only the Torah knowledge, but the secular natural sign, everything is contained in the Torah itself. It has infinite Perushim. So says the Rambam, Maimonides, in the Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that when a person starts to understand Hashem on these types of levels of in-depth knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, in-depth knowledge of all the Chachm of Ma'aseh Bereishis, And then you get into Kabbalistic speculations of Kabbalah, of very, very deep perception of the secrets of this universe that Hashem created for us on every physical and spiritual level. You realize, when you see the size of all the other creations, you see how small you are. You see how you are insignificant when it comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom, all the other, perhaps, Malachim, that could obviously are also great in their connectivity and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those of Yisum Beruyim, Moisef Avala Malkim, you develop an intense love to God. V'titzma Navsho, V'ichma Besaro, Levis HaMalkim. You have a greater desire to find out and connect to God and show more and more love to Hashem in your appreciation for the Bria that you are and the Bria that He created to support you. This is the crucial factor. You develop a fear of how lowly you are, how poor you are compared to the greatness and majesty you're confronting over here. Kishiyarech atzmo, when you try to compare yourself to the essences of the Kedoshim HaGadolim, the Malachim in Shemayim, and surely to those which are on the low earth in which you are. If that's the case, you connect to Hashem on a high level. This high level of love, which we call Ava She'etluya B'Dava, Ava L'Shem Shemayim, is called Yiras Ramamuso. You're not fear of punishment by God in normal yira. You literally have reverence. In this case, yira means reverence for the majesty, for the greatness, for the godless habari that you're perceiving through all that you've studied and analyzed and experienced. This concept of avash and tluya bedavar, that's total Hashem Shemayim, is called in the vernacular of a chazal and of the Chumash, Yiras Ramamus. Yir doesn't mean fear of punishment, as I explained before. That's the normal pshat. But this means reverence for the grandeur, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the universe that He created, Yesh Miayin, going back to the beginning of the universe. And all that's contained therein, the Chachmas Hashem in the physical and spiritual world in which you exist. Yiras HaRamamus is a synonym to the concept of Avas Hashem on the highest level of Shem Shemayim Sheinu Tluyim B'Davar. They are synonyms. A person who loves Hashem on that level does not want recompense, not looking for Hashem to pay him back or pay her back. They're doing what they're doing for Avedas Hashem because they love Hashem unconditionally. The Akedas Yitzchak showed the Satan in the whole world. I told you that. Everybody knows this is a banner that Avram loved Hashem, L'Shem Shemayim, Ena Tuliya Bedava. The year is Yiras HaRamamos, reverence of Hashem, not fear of punishment. That's the level of Avram Avinu's Avas Hashem. And therefore the word of year at the end of the Pasha, says the Stipler, is not a contradiction to the word Ava. It fine-tunes that the Ava that he has was not Abba Tuliya B'Dava, which was inferred and said by the Satan. But Avram's Abba was Abba She'ena Tuliya B'Dava. It was an Abba L'Shem Shemayim. Totally for the sake of connecting to Hashem. And that type of Abba, of appreciating what God is, and wanting to connect to that appreciation of Hashem on that high level, without recompense, because of the godless Hashem, is called Yira. Yiras HaRamamos. And that's why Hashem says, don't do anything anymore, because what you have proven to us by this Nisayon, Atah Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Atah, that you have Yiras HaRamamos for God. Not Yiras Onish, not Avat Tluya B'Dava, but Yiras HaRamamos, which is equal to Avat Hashem, Shalo L'Shem Davar, totally Avat L'Shma. You've demonstrated your level, and we have a rebuttal argument to anybody who might want to say otherwise. This was the Nisayon of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak. This is the power of Akedas Yitzchak. But furthermore, what I mentioned before, since we have genetics, which are part of our existence, the physical one from our physical parents and grandparents going back to generations, but we have spiritual genetics, as I mentioned before, going back to the Avos Imos HaKadoshim, that were the progenitors of Klal Yisrael for generations to come. Avraham Yisrael, Yaakov and their wives, the Neshei Chayil, Sarah Rivka, Rachel Valeya. What we have from Avram is a legacy, as I mentioned before, that we are able to reach the level of Avat Hashem L'Shem Shamayim, Avat Hashem, that's Kulo L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without desire of recompense, an Ava based upon Yirat HaRomamus. If the Avos had it, it's part of our genetic makeup. We're able to elicit that power from ourselves as well, if we're called upon to do such. This is part of the Tzelem HaKim Hashem gave us, that's unique and distinct to Klal Yisrael, with the Kedushas Klal Yisrael got at Har Sinai, a unique type of Tzelem HaKim and Midos and attributes that are part of our spiritual genetic makeup of Maisav similar Banim. This is the power of this Nisayam. The Chiba that Avram had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the 10 Nisyonos, were a manifestation of the Yirat HaRomamut that Avram had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod b'atzmo. I didn't mention over here, but I'll mention it now, that even in some of the first Nisyonos Avram had, the Or Kazdem Nisayon, where Avram was willing to be thrown into an oven and not worship idols and not literally go along with the society of idolatrous practices. He was wanted to reject it and destroy the idols and bring people away from idol worship, bring them away from the idolater priests, from Nimrod and others, and bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was willing to die al Kiddush Hashem. What we see over here is this midah of Yirat HaRomamut Hashem Avram had from the very beginning. It's proved now explicitly in the text of the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak. But the ultimate phenomenon is, it's not just Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and their mishpachos, but it's the legacy of Klal Yisrael and the schus of Klal Yisrael to have this in their historical past. That's why it's a very, very big minig in Klal Yisrael, so people have to read the Akedas Yitzchak in the prefatory tefillos we have in each and every day's davening as a way of zikaron of the Akedas Yitzchak. We read Akedas Yitzchak as a special zechus on Rosh Hashanah in the leanings we have from Torah when it comes to the leanings we have on the Rosh Hashanah of each and every year. The Akedas Yitzchak has powers. When people are in a state of Esa Tzara, they're told to read and say the Akedas Yitzchak with Kavanah and mispalel that Hashem should save them from all the tzaros and the nisyonos with the schus and the kaichos that Avraham Yitzchak demonstrated in performing the nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak. This is a very holy, powerful parsha. It's the legacy of Klal Yisrael for generations to come. It's a historical record and a religious text that has significance and meaning to the end of time. Next time you come across the Akedas Yitzchak, say it with Kavana. If you're able to, say it each and every day as a preamble to your davening. If ever in an Esa Tzara as a Segula, say this to ask Hashem to be matzil you from the Tzaras and the Siyotas that are confronting you. This is a powerful parsha. This is the Nisa, the Kimis Avram. It's an Asayan, it's a Ness. It is a sign and banner of the essence of what Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov stood for with their wives and what Klal Yisrael stand for to the end of time. Thank you for listening today. This is the pshat of the great Stipler Gaon, Zecher Tzadik L'Varocher. Remember what he says and realize the power of all our tefillos and miyuchid, the power of using the Akedas Yitzchak as a special tefillah and connectivity to Hashem.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.